Welcome to our next segment, which is the discussion of the simple advanced decline T symmetries from 1968 to 1998, which we call the advanced decline T's, or it's abbreviated as A slash A space D T's. To be quite, and you'll notice that it comprises a chart, the title of which is Long Range Advanced Decline T's. This chart and these programs that I wrote were done in basically in the 1990s, and there are there are a lot of really important T theory concepts buried in this chart, and so I have preserved the image, and that's what's going to be our topic, graphic topic or image topic, as they say in the web publication area, and we're going to refer to that. The audio commentary, which I like to do because I'm not a particularly good typist, is broken up into two parts. The first audio is basically deals with the theory that when you look at this chart, you will see that you have upper plot, which is the New York Composite Index, which is the weighted average for all stocks in the New York Stock Exchange. And then in the lower portion, you have a trace out of the advanced decline line, which is the net cumulative issues advancing or minus declining on the same New York Stock Exchange. It's a very handy plot to use, particularly back in the 90s, because you're talking about stocks on the New York Stock Exchange only, price index of the New York Stock Exchange, and then on the bottom you're talking about the advanced decline line. Advanced decline line is a very simple indicator. You can reproduce this stuff for the future by going to any service, and they will show you. We now use the S&P 500 because a lot of people are trading the E-mini contracts and so forth. But the New York Composite Index is the index that relates to the advanced decline line in the logic of its construction. Now, you'll see a bunch of T's in there. They go from T1 up to T10, actually T11, I guess it is. And we'll discuss these as the introduction to time symmetries. In the second audio portion, we're going to talk about Marty Schwartz's introduction to the stock market, which began in the time that he graduated from a very respectable school, went to become a drug analyst for a respectable brokerage house or analytical prognosticator of what you should own and so forth, but basically in the drugs. And that was in the period that was leading into the 1974 low, which was a complete disaster. In any case, his experience, which we'll discuss in the second audio poem, so was, he came out of school and he thought that when he went into Wall Street that what they wanted was the truth. He told them that the drug stocks, which they were recommending, were going into the soup according to fundamental analysis. And they refused to believe him, and they kept promulgating a bullish story when he knew that they were telling falsehoods, otherwise known as lies. That process of problem zones set in mind his problem zones that Wall Street is motivated by greed. The truth sort of gets chewed up on that one, and he never forgot that. So he began to search for other solutions, and he came across T-theory, which says, probably is not perfect, okay, but you like the idea that we have this time symmetry, which is indicated with these T's. The T-theory basically says that the decline phase in the lower plot, which is identified by the red, for the T, it's the red, the left side is the red bar. You calculate that amount of time, and you say that you can rally for an equal amount of time. That's the green part of the bar of the T. And at that point, you just call out the top. So if you look at T number one, it says there was a decline into the 1970 low. It's like 2 years, and you come up 2 years. And it's a little bit early because it stopped going up, but then it died. And then because they can leapfrog these T's, T number two actually restarts itself because the vast decline line is making a lower descending TOPS pattern. In other words, the 68 top is then followed by a lower top in 72. So you continue the cash buildup phase, what we call a cash buildup phase, and you end up with a 74 disaster period. Okay, which all the clients that believe the bullish forecast and the drug stocks were wiped, you know, basically devastated by that period. And then you say that produces a time symmetrical rally, which occurs in the New York index and within the green side of the T number two. That time period is exactly a mirror image of the red side. And so once you figure out where the low is, which is the hard part, you know, and that turns out to be about 6 years, then you have a forecast of a 6 year rally. So it projects that there is a top now in 1980, and then you have this complicated pullback, which comes back in 1982. That was a really, really difficult period for a lot of us that started, Marty Schwartz, myself, Peter Eliades, because at that time, Joe Granville was the big guru who really didn't make any mistakes on everything. And he said that the thing was going down the drain and there was no rally. But lo and behold, T number three shows up. Best rally. You know, if you ever wanted to get rich in the stock market, that was the place to do it. It was absolutely phenomenal. In percentage terms, nobody's ever seen a rally like that before, and not likely until we get into a completely different environment where the market is completely sold out, and you have, at that point, incidentally, the dividend yield on stocks was great. The price-earnings ratio were absolutely lows historically. The reason people didn't go into that was because the yield on 30-year Treasury bills was over 10%, which was the historic yield in stocks. But at that point, the events that cascaded was that high yield, which was drawing investors away from common stock, suddenly started to plummet as the gold collapsed, and you had this sudden realization that they were artificially high, and so people just dumped bonds and bought stocks, and that's where you get that big rally that goes up. Now, at the end of T3, you have a top in 86. And, you know, here's the point that I want to make, which is very, very important for when we go forward. It is true that all in T1, T2, and T3, that the market only rallies as long as the previous decline in the advanced decline line. It predicts it ahead of time. It comes out correctly. The projection of the tops is clear. People will say it's not true, but that's really partly because when you're coming up to the end of the T, the investment community doesn't want to talk about tops. They continue to say things look good, which is true. There is a long-term bull market, which actually was true for this time period, but you have to know that the logic of the T is such that they will make the top at the right end of T3. Okay, now let's move on. Now, what happens after T3 is the market decides to make a little, if you have to drop down on the advanced decline line, and you'll see that in 86, it made a top. It made a little decline into what was December of 86, and that decline was like 6, 7, or 8 months. And then then everybody got excited about that, and they blew it up. So that's a new T. It's buried in there. It's T number four. It's not T number five or T number six, but it's a T number four. Okay. So you get this rally for 6, 7, 8 months, and then the market crashed. Okay. The crash is hidden in there, and everybody goes ballistic. People are wiped out because if they're on margin, there is a tendency for people who were shocked by the, you know, the market lost 25% in 6 weeks, and kind of a shock to people. And there are people that couldn't take it, and they left the stock market never to come back. And I was privileged to write an article in Barron's about the recovery phase that came on there because we could figure out how the T's were going on somewhere and so forth. The nature of that example is that you can, if you see a market break out of an advanced decline tank that's relatively very small, generally speaking, you can go up for the time because the time symmetry is supposed to be correct. But if you only get a little bit when you're in a strong bull market, it means that the bull market doesn't have any legs. The T cannot warn you about the upcoming problem. All it can say is it's not going to go very far. It's very much like you have a watchdog and it starts barking, and you say, well, you know, is he barking at somebody that's going by, cars going by, or is he trying to warn me something? It's a warning, but you have to intellectually decide for yourself what the symmetry is sacred. What's going on here? The T does not know about the fundamentals. It does not know that there's speculative trading going on. It does not know that there's program trading going on, which is a high leverage, which is today's derivatives. It's the beginning of the derivatives zones. And when they got cold cocked on this decline, what happened is the ramifications of the high leverage caused the tremendous unwinding, and you had an involuntary decline, which had a crash type syndrome. In the process of the decline, this is a logarithmic scale. What happened is the decline in that crash is really a 50% retracement, a normal 50% retracement in terms of technical parameters for the rise out of 82. It doesn't look on this. This is an arithmetic chart, and so you don't see that it's a 50% retracement. If you make the calculation from the top, which is about August of 87, down to the October low today, it is a 50% correction. It's perfectly normal as a correction. Once that correction is completed, the market then takes off through these other T's, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you run into this very strange phenomenon like, why is T9 able to, how can you make T9 when T8 said that it was the top? Well, because if you look down the advanced decline line, it's a descending tops pattern. The center post of T9 has a declining tops pattern. It's not what you expected, but the rules are quite clear in this history. If you compare what happened in T9, you made a top on T8, you had a pullback, and when you broke out of that, you can claim there is a declining tops pattern from 93 to 95, and that gives you a projection which is the right side of T number 9. You have to remember that that's a clever call, but you have to go back to T4 and say it said there was no possibility of going up 6 to 9, and they're both right. Okay, so you have to put in your mind that you're talking about a time symmetry that is constant through history. In all this other stuff that people are putting out in the brokerage story, it's a bunch of baloney. And if you can focus your attention on this, I have to continue this chart in history because the logic of it is quite overwhelming. But when you should really look at this chart and convince yourself in the mind, as Marty Schwartz did, that if it says it's a T theory, T theory is a symmetry and it's always true. It's complicated. There's funny ways that it does it, but it's not beyond the realm of anybody to understand. There's plenty of evidence in here. You just have to figure out what the rules are. That is the main point of the long-range advanced decline T's. Now, going on into further into history, and I would say that would be into the present time period. As T10, 11 is taking care of yourself, you're going into a mode which is very overbought on price-earnings ratio, and you have to go through a series of bear markets which do not have overlapping Ts. The decline into 98 is okay. You come up and you do have a new high going into 2000. You then go down to 2002 to early 2003. You set up a T. That advanced decline T then tells you that there's a top in September of 07. The market crashes at that point. You get into a low in the November March period of 08 09, and it says we're going up to the we're presently going up into the time period of basically August of 2010. That process of going through those things is consistently reliable on the basis of time symmetries from 68 to the present. there's a few technical details you have to have to handle on where you put the center post of the tee in the major bottoms. But it's not a difficult thing to do, and the logical conclusions are quite specific. It warns of traps like the top in August 87. It allows the market to run up in T9 when the loonies were all want to buy stocks. It can handle big advances like T2 and T7, the right side of T7. It can contract itself up into short-term trading ranges, so it's completely adaptive to the symmetry of this particular situation you deal with. So this chart needs to be extended through time, but what you see here is basically what the story is: that all market trends in the price dimension, which is the upside, are time symmetrical reflections of the decline in the advanced decline line, and you got plenty of time. You know, these things are long term, but you look at these T's, it takes 6 months to advance. In 6 months, you can figure this theory out. It's not that difficult. And it's the great area to study the concept of T theory, and I hope you all appreciate it. Now we're going to close out this audio portion, and then I'm going to go into some of the practical implications, which are basically snags that tend to catch you up. Thank you.